Welcome to Did We Just Become Best Friends? I'm your host, Lydia Stutzman, and I want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. This is my passion project and a place where I love to interview people that inspire me. And sometimes they are just random people I see on socials and then I reach out and they agree to be on the show. Most times my guests are people that I am genuinely fascinated by, and I just have a curiosity for how other people live their best, most successful, most inspirational lives. And so thanks for tuning in. Let's get into this week's episode. Did we just become best friends, Francesca Fields?
Yes.
I think by the time this session is over, not only will we be besties, I'll be coming up there to visit you in the panhandle.
Yep.
Because I always start with how we met, but this is actually our first time like meeting.
Yeah.
But welcome to the podcast. And I want to just give the listeners, because I do have some listeners around the globe, believe it or not. That's the beauty of podcasting. You never know who's going to be listening in another country. It's awesome. So we actually have never met in person, but we are both living in Florida. So I don't know if you know that, but I am in South Florida.
Are you cold?
I'm freezing. And well, oh. I'm freezing because number one, I'm at work and it's very, very, very cold where I work. It's like 60 degrees at school because I work in a high school. But today is Hit the Slope Spirit Day for our Christmas Spirit Week. So I'm in my spirit sweater and I also have a hat and a scarf and we're all dressed up for the winter. But it is chilly here. Now you must be cold because you're in what, North Florida?
Yeah, it actually gets cold here. Yeah.
So what part of Florida do you live in?
I live in between Destin and Panama City Beach.
I am dying to get up there because I've seen pictures of the beaches and they're so beautiful. Yeah.
It but looks like the Caribbean. It's gorgeous.
I'm just like, should I drive 8 hours to go to the beach? And I think next summer it's going to have to be a yes. And I'm going to either fly up there or something, but I'm going to get up there. And so maybe by the time this is over, I'll be coming to visit you.
Yeah, bring it on. We have visitors all summer. Our house is literally a hotel all summer.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I always start with how we met. And the story is that I saw you on Instagram. So I have been very, very curious about digital marketing for a very long time because I am a high school teacher. I used to teach financial literacy, personal finance honors, and business entrepreneurship. So as an entrepreneur, I'm always watching what's happening in the world and especially marketing. I have like a marketing brain. So your Instagram feed, your socials get saturated with all this digital marketing stuff and all these people making money online. And I know it's true. I know it's valid. I know it is legitimate, but there's so many scammy people out there. So I have to tell you, I watched your socials for a while. And then I was like, I like her. And I always have a good intuition about people, but I'm like, when you responded to me in my DMs and actually started engaging, I was like, okay, she's for real, because you have to. If somebody doesn't feel like you are going to take time for them, why on earth should they support you? Right.
Right.
So I want to talk about a little bit, you know, your socials caught my eye because you are authentic and you help people that are like you, that maybe wanted a little more flexibility, are interested in digital marketing, but don't know how to get started. So tell me a little bit about how you ended up here, because also in the past, I know you've done some network marketing and you had some good success. So tell me how you got here to the digital marketing journey that you're at today. And then we'll talk about all the stuff we're currently doing.
Yeah. Well, I was a social worker before everything. I got my master's degree in social work. My like life goal or heart plan, I guess you can say, was to help abuse children. So starting in undergrad all the way through grad and then getting my master's, I was in the child abuse and protection space, which I just loved, you know, being a light in the world in that way. It's a very crazy job to be an investigator for child protection. There's no stability. It does not pay well. It's crazy. You have to have a heart for it.
Pay is terrible. I mean, I can't believe what they pay these social workers, and you have to have a master's degree. Yeah. It's criminal.
I took home $2,000 a month and I worked 50 hours a week with a master's, which is fine. I wasn't doing it for the money. It was really like what I wanted to do. But literally, you know, some days I'd go into work and I would leave at 3 p.m. You know, it was like a slow day. Sometimes I'd go into work and leave at 3 a.m. Like, you just never knew what was going to happen. And when I had my first baby, I had every intention of going back to work after my maternity leave, but I didn't have good childcare set up. It was just like, I want to be at home. I don't think I can do that. So for about a year, I was just at home, and my husband was getting a startup off the ground, a software company, which is insane. And I just kind of started to think, like, I want to do something outside of motherhood that is just me reaching for goals or whatever. And so I got into network marketing. I had no idea what it was at that point. This was like, you know, 9 years ago or whatever.
Can you say what company you used to work for in network marketing or no?
Well, I did a couple. I'd rather not. I did a couple health and wellness companies. So okay. We sold like health supplements. I did one for a while, and then I went to another. The second company I joined is where I had a lot of success. I grew very quickly. I made a lot of money. I was very successful. I was the second highest earner in the company. But what started to happen was I had four kids. My husband owns a business. He is not interested in being a stay-at-home retired husband. That's never been our, you'll never see me talk about retiring my husband, because that's just not our journey.
I always crack up with people that I retired my husband. I would like to retire myself, which will never happen because I love to work anyway. Why am I retiring him? Why is he getting retired?
He doesn't want to. It's like he is brilliant. He is such a like an amazing entrepreneur. He's so smart. So what was happening was I was traveling all the time. I was on Zooms all the time. I was basically this like working parent. I mean, I might as well have had a traveling corporate job, and it was hurting our family. And so at some point, it didn't matter how much money you were making, how successful you were. I really was at a crossroads of like, which way do I want to go? Like, do I want to get back to what is like truly eternally important to me? Or do I want to like continue on this path? And so I made the decision to step back completely. I got off of social media. I just completely stepped back. And so after about 8 months of literally doing nothing, I like read 6 books a week. I just completely got back to myself, got into a lot of Bible studies and just recalibrated. I was just scrolling on social. I was kind of like softly looking at social medias again and started seeing these women who were making crazy money online, but it wasn't network marketing, which I didn't even know was possible. To like make good money online without it being through network marketing, which I was never going to do again.
Well, and you know, the network marketing, I have to say, because I lost 145 pounds. I had a massive weight loss.
Yeah.
I could have easily went down that rabbit hole with a couple of different companies, and people try to recruit me all the time because of the weight loss.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I didn't want to build a team. I didn't want to recruit people. I would share the stuff I was doing. If somebody wanted to buy it, fine. And we'll get into affiliate marketing later. I think I probably missed some opportunities. But I think that, you know, it just didn't resonate with me. I didn't want to buy a team and build a team. And, you know, it's all so much recruiting, and it just didn't feel good to me.
It's a lot. It was so wild to me because it was always touted as like a time freedom type business. And it was never that. Ever.
I was going to say, it takes a lot of work.
Lots of
work. We're going to talk about that in a minute too, because I want to talk about passive income and the work involved, because you know, it doesn't come without effort.
Oh gosh, no. This doesn't. I'll never say I work 1 to 2 hours a day. That's not true.
So who, it doesn't happen. Who was the person that you saw as you were scrolling? You said you were doing like a soft scroll back on socials, which I admire you for taking that social media break, because I think a reset is, we all probably need it. Even though that's how you make a lot of your money now, is on the social media. It's so ironic.
Yeah.
Tell me who caught your attention and what
drew you to this business. It was a few of the girls in the $7 course, Legendary Marketer opportunity, which I'd never heard of before. I didn't understand how it works. I just saw really normal looking women making 100 to 200 grand a month and being like, what is that real? You know, and then just starting to research, like, what is this? What does this look like? I didn't understand how they were making that money. And so I'm kind of the person that has to wrap my head around it and then, you know, can run with it. So I did a lot of research. I had to do some legal research because I was still making a passive income from the network marketing company I was with. Mm-hmm. And we had, you know, strict non-competes and stuff like that. And so I just started doing the research and bought the course, bought the upsell, and for about 3 weeks was launched on social media trying to get that off the ground.
Was that the course that talks about like all the side hustle videos?
Yes. So I've seen
a lot of those people, and I know that you are always transparent. That's one thing I love about you. You're always transparent. You say, I didn't take those videos down. You can see the beginning of my journey when I was making the side hustle videos. And that's another thing. Like I followed a few of those people who I almost bit the bullet and I went, no, I don't want to do this for $2,500 because that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And there was just a couple things where I was like, I can't like in my conscious, like good conscious, like promote this. I'm talking about ways to make money that I don't do and that I don't even think work. I am telling people it's a $7 course because they tell you to, when in reality, I know that they're going to be pitched a $2,500 course. I don't really want people spending $2,500. Like that is a lot of money for people. So in 3 weeks, I was just like, I can't, I mean, I was talking to my husband. I was like, I feel like my soul is being crushed. Like, I don't want to do this, you know? And that's when, the Master Resale Rights course kind of started popping up. And, I was skeptical. I was like, okay, is this just another place where I'm going to put money and then not feel aligned? Like, am I wasting money? Like what? I felt like really nervous about it.
Top of the money you've already spent, because you had already made a significant. So to go and say, I've already spent $2,500, what's another $500? That's a lot to say, should I do this?
At that point for us, it was, because I had made a lot of money and I was making a good paycheck, but that paycheck, if you're not actively working for it, it's going down. And so yes, we had the money, but also like, we're really wise. And I had spent $2,500 on this course. I had spent $500 on an Instagram course. So I'm 3,000 in the hole. And I'm like, am I just putting another 500 into the bucket? And like, you know, I really was nervous about where that journey would take me. But as I researched and got into it and started going through the course, you bought the course, started going through it, setting my stuff up, I was like, wow, this is chocked full of practical, good information and skills.
Right.
And one sale is going to make me my money back. And so that was my goal. And then once I got that sale, I was like, all right, I need 5 more sales to recoup my $2,500 investment. And then it just kept going and going and going. And it was something that gave me, like, I felt my like light come back on. Like I felt a passion, and I was doing it in a way that really aligned with my family and how present I wanted to be as a mom and the boundaries that I wanted to have around my business and around social media. And so I'm very conscious of that. And it's just been, it's opened my eyes to a world I didn't know was there. Digital marketing is a whole wide world versus being in like a network marketing company. That's just this little bubble, right?
Yeah.
You've got your certain set of products, your certain comp plan. It's this like, if you leave, we're going to disown you. And then here it's just like, it's a wide open world. You get to make your decisions of what works best. It's just been, it's been awesome.
I have to tell you. So for anybody that's listening, and when I do my show notes, I'll put everything in there. I'll put your Instagram handle. So I am a beginner. So I was mulling it over. I was thinking about, I looked at the $7 course and I was like, no, I'm not doing a $2,500 upsell. And everything I had read about people saying you really need that to be successful, I was like, no, I'm not doing that. But I'm a gambler. So I was like, you know what? For me, $500 I'd spend that in a weekend in the casino, and I love to have fun with my girlfriends, and we spend that in a weekend having a girls' weekend out. So I said, am I worth it? I am definitely worth this $500. Mm-hmm. And I budgeted, and I was like, I'm going to allocate this to my digital marketing journey. But I saw you in your page and kind of shift to online profit secrets mm-hmm. and the Captivation Hub. And I was like, okay, this looks really good. Mm-hmm. So I was watching and watching and watching. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. This is the weekend. I'm going to buy the course. Also, I'm a financial literacy teacher.
Right.
So I know you talk a lot about niches and people finding their niche. So for a beginner like me, I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to sell these courses without feeling like I'm selling a course to sell a course to sell a course? Mm-hmm. And then how am I going to add value? Because I know I have a couple good niche opportunities. So I almost thought, could we take 1 minute to do a niche drill down session with me?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm 50. I just turned 50 in July. Right. That's a huge milestone. And I do not have a good retirement account because nobody taught me.
Right.
My kids are good because I'm a finance teacher, and now I'm making sure at 18 years old, they're starting their retirement account, which is right. not on anybody's mind at 18 years old. Had it been on my mind, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation today. But I feel like I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
My target market is people like me. Mm-hmm. That's never too late, that you can change the trajectory of your life if you are interested in digital marketing or you have a business and you want to take that next step. What I'm really attracted to is, even if you have a physical business or an e-commerce store or you make mm-hmm. crafts or whatever you do, just the value in the funnels course alone,
yeah,
I think is amazing. And I think Captivation Hub is an amazing platform. But I have to tell you, I am an affiliate for a skincare company that I love.
Yeah.
And I thought, is there a way for me to bring that into the Captivation Hub? Because I have an affiliate link. So I know that you did some affiliate marketing and you talk about your 8 streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what those 8 streams are? Can you give us a little more idea of how you built the 8 streams of income and kind of what they are? And do you have anything that is affiliate based besides mm-hmm. like OPS and Captivation Hub, which I'm hoping to be an affiliate for eventually? Mm-hmm. I'm dying. I'm trying to get through my training so I can apply for affiliate.
That's awesome.
When it opens on the 18th of December, I'm like,
love it.
I really, really want to be an affiliate because I want people to come with me on the journey. So part of my niche is I'm a beginner too. Do it with me. Yeah. Let's do it together.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of it is if you're like me in that 50 bucket and you don't have your couple million in your retirement account, let's try to get there together. And then the other part of me is like, how can I ask people to join me and say, make money with Lydia? If I haven't made any money yet, I don't have any sales yet. So I think it's just like that loaded burrito. You're mm-hmm. wondering, how do I get people to take the bite and come on the journey with me? So could we talk about your 8 streams of income?
Yeah, they all tie in together. So I don't have an income stream that is outside of like what I'm doing here. So I've got 3 digital products. One of them is very low ticket and I don't really push it. It's just if people ask.
Is that the funnels for everyone?
No, it's like an ebook.
Okay. So you have
like
an ebook.
Creating your own products ebook. Yeah.
Okay.
What
else
do you have? The 2 courses, OPS and Revenue Revolution.
Okay. Your MRR. Great.
And then I'm an affiliate for 4 different softwares. So when I started with Master Resale Rights, the 3 different softwares that I used in connection with it were StandStore.
Mm-hmm.
System.io and Namecheap, which is the domain. So in my welcome email, when somebody would buy the course for me, that was automated to send out, I gave them a step 1, 2, and 3. Create your System.io account, had my affiliate link, buy your domain name from Namecheap. It's, you know, the cheapest one that I found.
Right.
Buy it here. It's my affiliate link. And set up a StandStore for a free trial if, you know, you want to use StandStore. It had my affiliate link. And so I just always sent my affiliate links through my welcome email. So that's what I did for months and have built up a residual income with those.
Which I love.
And then when 3.5 months into that, when I was approached to partner up with OPS and Captivation Hub. Obviously, Captivation Hub is like, after you've, if you haven't been in the business, you might not understand the value that it holds. But if you've tried to mess around with other softwares and then you get to Captivation Hub, you're like, oh my gosh, this is nuts. This is
it's amazing.
It's insane.
Yeah. So, I just want to be transparent with everybody that I paid the $397 and I bought OPS mm-hmm. from you.
Right.
I haven't bit the MRR yet because I'm still trying to understand everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
I may incorporate that. I don't know. But I thought even just for my other affiliate items, just the funnels and the marketing tools and Captivation Hub. And then what was the newest one that you guys gave us when we bought OPS? The online course creation or course?
Course creation. Yeah. So learning how to create your own course from literally start to finish, A to Z.
Yeah. That is what is really attractive to me because as an educator, I want to build my own course for teens that gives them, if you do nothing else in your life, do this when you start at 18 and you're going to set yourself up for success later on.
So wise. And even if a teen's not interested in buying it,
the parents will be.
Parents. Yeah. And like, I don't think a lot of parents even know how to set their kids up for success.
No, they don't, because I had a friend and she was like, you know, whenever my friends post happy birthday to their kids and they're 23, 25, 28, and I'm seeing these kids age and I go, how's their Roth IRA doing? How's their retirement account doing? What? They don't have any of that. Okay. If they're going to go work for a company and they're not going to be an entrepreneur, not everybody is an entrepreneur. People like the stability. I am actually one of those people who likes a little stability of my day job because I love my job. Like I don't have plans to quit my job. I love my job. But I would like to secure my retirement income. So I think that's part of my niche and my target audience is if you're like me, we didn't have that education when we were young. We didn't have a Lydia to teach me when I was 18. So what can I do now to change the trajectory of my life? Well, if you own a business, buy the Facebook and Instagram ads course and get that business flowing better. Something like I think there's so much value. But I think also people want the fast cash. They want the fast path. They get attracted to what's called passive income. It takes effort to set everything up. So right now I'm still learning. I haven't set everything up, but I have to say I did the rapid start. Mm-hmm. And so I already have the ability to sell three products.
Yeah.
And I want these people to come on the journey with me. So I haven't officially posted my first reel in my separate Instagram for the business.
Right.
But I have a nice little following on Instagram. And like one of my most recent weight loss reels, I do that. I like trending reels. And I did the one that was like three photos to say I did that. And my first photo was like my largest picture. And then I did the second one, which was like a Disney picture. I always take this weight loss update picture because I have this one where I'm really heavy in front of the castle. And then I take a fresh one every time I go.
Love that.
And then I'd have a recent one that I was at a gala, really formal, glammed up. And I have like 2,600 views.
Yeah.
I think that's decent. Like, I think I'm trying to start moving some of my personal to my business page to say, hey, even if you don't want to join me, watch my journey.
Right.
And I think also I'm giving myself 1 year. Mm-hmm. So I said, if I do this for 1 year, we were talking about it on Thanksgiving, what would my life look like by next Thanksgiving?
Right.
I don't care if it's, I made $500, $5,000, $10,000, maybe it's a million. I don't know. It's limitless, I really feel.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I don't do something, I'll never know. And I'll just keep scrolling, watching everybody else making this money online. Right. I mean, it resonates with you, right? Because it's like you see people and you're watching and I'm watching you. Now, when people see your success, so tell my listeners, and you're very open about this, how much you've made since you started this journey back in May.
Mm-hmm. Through everything almost, and it might actually officially be that, but almost 2.3 million.
That's incredible.
It's insane. And honestly, like my goal was 100K by the end of summer. If I thought like, whoo, like that would be so amazing, you know?
Like you can officially call yourself a millionaire.
Yes.
Yeah. You can officially call yourself a millionaire.
Yeah.
That's Fran, that is just, it's huge.
Wild.
It's wild. Now, taking into consideration, obviously, you got to pay the IRS their share.
Yeah.
You have to, I know we've talked about opening an LLC, getting a good CPA, getting some good advice, you know, but you do have to make estimated tax payments and pay in. When your kids get to a certain age where they could be on the payroll.
I've got two on payroll. Yeah.
You can pay them
$12,400
a year of free money, tax-free. I mean, there's so many benefits for you and your family. It's like, why wouldn't I do this?
Yeah.
Now, for the person like me who's listening, I still have a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
I'm not quitting my job. Even if I had $1 million in sales in the next 6 months, I would say that's my retirement and I'm not going to stop working.
Mm-hmm.
How do you encourage people and what do you tell them to do? How do you get that first sale? Because it's tough to get that first sale. How did you get your first sale?
Well, when I started my account, I was doing TikTok and Instagram. You know, you start from zero. Like nobody starts with a head start unless they had a previous business, but even then they started from zero. Like everybody starts from zero.
You'll see in the caption in my Instagram bio, it says from $0 to limitless or unlimited.
Yeah.
Follow me on my journey. Like I want people to see. And if I totally suck at this and I fail a year from now, who cares? At least I tried. But I don't think it's going to suck and I don't think I'm going to fail because I'm still doing my trainings.
Yeah. That was my first post. It was literally like, this is day one. I have no followers. I've made no money. I have no experience, but my goal is this. Like, can I do it? You know, kind of like this vulnerable, is something that people who are even considering the prospect of starting, but feel like that will relate to and will want to like follow and watch. And then a lot of what I did was I always think about, what did I want to see when I didn't know anything about this? Like what caught my attention? Like somebody made a comment on my post today and it makes me laugh, but they were just like, wow, you're really good at this, but like you keep repeating yourself and it's getting old. And it was, you know, somebody that was like, wow, another of one of your same posts. And I'm like, well, that's the mindset, number one, that holds people back from success because I'm not talking to everybody. I am talking to myself 6 months ago who was seeing the same kind of posts over and over again that finally solidified in my brain, okay, I'm going to try this. And so that's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to everybody.
Yeah.
So I always thought about that and I would talk about the success that I was seeing other people have, what excited me the most about the opportunity. And I just kind of built off of that.
And I want to talk to everybody about your giveaway because when I see people who are successful, my first thing is, what are you doing to give back? What are you doing to gift? Like I will probably, if I ever get to that level of success, I'll go randomly buy people's courses just to give them a sale, probably just because, you know, it's $27 for the cheapest one. I could do that.
Right.
But, I want to talk about your giveaway. So you're going to give away $1,000 to three different people on the 20th of December, right?
Yep. Yep.
I shared your post.
Love
it. I'm hoping I'm a random winner because I would love that.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to give back. So, and also for tax purposes, you know, being charitable is a tax advantage.
It is. Yeah.
But it just feels good.
It does feel good. We love to give back. We monthly have missionaries we support, organizations we support, our church. We do random things, bigger donations. I like to find like people outside of an organization to help.
I would love to gift this course to somebody that doesn't know how to get started or doesn't have that $397 because I do feel like this is truly a gift. I hope I get to that level one day where I can do that.
Yeah.
One of my biggest goals is paying off my HELOC. I had to take a second mortgage to pay off some debt and I was going through from some financial stress and I want to get that paid off. I want to have $100,000 sitting in my son's college account. So he says, I want a nicer apartment, mom. And I say, yes, you can have the nicer apartment.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because my kids, they're like, I know, you're starting your digital marketing business. And I think they're kind of like, yeah, what's she trying next? Because I have done the network marketing thing and I've been down the rabbit hole on a few things. And I actually do have an LLC because I have a dog sitting business, which now I don't want to do anymore. So I give that to my daughter and she does all the dog sitting jobs. And right. we love our dog clients just because we have regulars now and we can't say goodbye and we love the dogs.
Yeah.
But dog sitting is not going to make me a millionaire.
Right.
Dog sitting for $50 a day, no matter how many clients I have, it's not going to get me there. And
yeah.
I like to work smarter, not harder. And I think, you know, as we wrap up here, so I want to be, you know, considerate of your time. What is one thing you would say to somebody out there who's seeing all the scammy posts, who's seeing all the things about affiliate marketing, who's seeing the ghost commerce, which what is ghost commerce anyway? Why are they calling it ghost commerce? I don't know what that is.
I think because they're insinuating that people aren't showing their face.
Ah, okay.
I am
very attracted to affiliate marketing. So yeah. I just think that it's so great but you have to invest the time. So what do you say to somebody? Because I know at the time that you started this, you weren't working full time. So you were able to really dive in and like lock into 2-3 days, just trainings.
Right.
What do you say to somebody who's on the fence? You know, what would be your best advice? Somebody who's on the fence about starting this journey if they're interested, because I do have mm-hmm. friends that are interested, mm-hmm. but their husbands say it's a scam or mm-hmm. why are you going to spend money on that? Like, for instance, I have a friend who's a photographer. I said, you have a photography business. I see you posting your photos on Facebook.
Right.
Wouldn't the Facebook and Instagram ads course benefit them? I mean, even mm-hmm. just one simple thing, even if they don't want to do the whole OPS and Captivation Hub and all that.
Right.
Wouldn't that be something beneficial to somebody? What do you say to people who
Absolutely.
Are on the
fence? I think OPS is beneficial to anybody who wants to learn how to start a digital marketing business or has a traditional business and wants a digital like presence. I think the OPS course, what we're trying to do with that is basically make it the course for the foundational skill set and to help you expand your current business or your new business. Like digital marketing, there's nothing easy. It's simple. There's nothing easy about it. Like you have to have the skill set. There's no way around that. There's no shortcut. You have to learn the basic skills if you want to start a business. And especially if you want to have a long lasting business that you can eventually build upon. And we're just trying to make it that, you know, it's not a shortcut course. It is the real deal.
It takes effort. It does take effort.
It does. Yeah.
So how are you feeling about 2024?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you excited about and any new goals for 2024 before we wrap up?
Oh man.
You said your first goal was 100K and then you blew that. You added some zeros there, Fran. So
I know, it's so awesome. I mean, I just hope to keep going and impacting and being a positive force. I just hope to keep going. I tend to just put one foot in front of the other. And I think I would tell somebody who's very overwhelmed at getting started, make smaller goals for yourself. Even if the goal is like, okay, 30 minutes a day, I'm going to watch this course. And that's kind of what I did. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch a module or two modules a day. Right. And then I'm going to do this. Like it was just a one foot in front of the other. And it's kind of like what I'm doing with the different offers that I have. Anytime something's presented to me, it's like, okay, really look into it. Like, does this add value? I haven't found anything outside of the Revenue Revolution and Online Profit Secrets that I truly feel could add value. So it's kind of just like a take it as it comes and one foot in front of the other. My goal for sure in 2024 is to find really smart ways to let my money work for us. We found a few ways already that does that, but I would like to have at least 5 streams of income that in and of themselves completely pay for our expenses so that if something happens to one, we're okay. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of just fortifying our future. No matter what happens is
right. And I'm always so curious. I'm like, did you pay off your house already? Did you decide to just go all in? I mean, some people go crazy. They buy a Ferrari. Who knows what they do? But no, the beauty of it is, it's your money and you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah.
I want to get my retirement secured. I think that's going to be part of my niche is women like me over 50, not a lot in retirement, and join the journey, or people that have a business that want to help, you know, take it to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Do you have any questions for me, or do you have anything you want to say to me? Cause I am somebody who bought OPS from you.
I know, that's awesome. I just think you have so much to give. Like once you really get your foundation down, I think that you, with your expertise in financial literacy,
yeah.
Just branding yourself as that and adding value in those ways to people. Cause I get questions like that all the time. Like, you know, what can you do to invest, or what's the best way to do an LLC? Like, there's so many different questions that people have that yeah. I think you could really like pull that value into your brand. And
one of my best friends in the world is a CPA. She teaches tax law to CPAs all over the country.
Yeah.
So I'm at that point when I'm ready to put either one of my kids on my payroll, I want to get to that level. I have that support. And then I was thinking of having her come on and do like a webinar. Like, there's so much opportunity. It just excites me so much. Yeah. I was so discouraged the first couple of days because I'm like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? Did I really just do this? And then I thought, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I'm super excited for the online course creations because I want to create my own course.
Yeah. I think everybody should want to do that eventually. Not off the bat. It's too overwhelming off the bat for people. Yeah. But once you're in it and you start to learn, like, you know, the temperature of the market and what people need, creating your own course and continuously creating solutions to the needs that people have is how you're going to have a long lasting business. You know,
I hope as we stay in touch, get to know each other better, I'm going to come up and we're going to make a reel together.
Let's do it.
It's going to be like, this is where I started seeing you on Instagram. Now I'm here with you. We're going to make a cute little reel. We're going to dance. And then we're going to talk about our results together. I think that would be so fun.
That would be so fun.
Thank you for being here, Fran.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And if you're curious about my digital marketing journey and the new adventure that I'm on, feel free to follow me on Instagram, Lydia Stutzman, and Limitless with Lydia. So I have two pages, a personal Instagram and then the business Instagram. And all the links are in my bio on both pages. And thank you so much for your support. And I will link everything that you need to follow along the journey in the show notes. See you next time. Thank you so much for listening, and wherever you are in the world, cheers to you for all the best health, wealth, and happiness. See you next time on Did We Just Become Best Friends?